Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Ah, they... damn it.
Buy two windows and get two windows free. So if you need eight windows, you get eight windows free. No, four windows free. Does that make sense? Wait, eight... Two,
okay,
four,
yep, we apologize.
Four. No, eight.
It's time for the club, baby.
Well,
on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
No, they don't. All right. Welcome back to our show. Some tension here.
Just an effing bit.
Good. Well, look, you know, you can't win them all. It's 5-2. You know, fine. It's only the third inning. George Kirby. You know, the one thing about this is the Mariners jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Julio hit a two-run home run in the first. And it's like the only way you give Toronto life is if Kirby literally blows up.
Yep, does what he did.
And he did. So, you know.
Feeling it in my soul.
What? But look, it's 5-2. It's, you know, it's fine. You're only down three.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. They're all right. So, yeah, I got the Chicken Man interview. Hey, would it help you to know? I was just reading. Sometimes I read.
Yeah, me too.
On the internet.
Yes, and books.
Yeah, I don't like to read books.
No, are you an audiobook guy?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It has to be really interesting, though.
Okay.
I just find reading boring. I get like shake leg, you know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
My brain's too wiry. I just can't.
No, I have ADHD. I get it.
Yeah. Long reads on the internet, I struggle with too. I have to really focus to read the whole thing.
Man.
Would it help you to know that the Mariners have rolled out 4 new delicious menu items for tonight's game?
I saw one of these, and I knew if they do make the World Series, knock on wood, and my wife and I and my dad get
big
to go.
Big if now.
We got,
if.
Well, no kidding. We do want to get one of these. Saw them. They looked tasty.
Yeah, so you got the Snake River Chili Bowl.
Nice.
A rich, savory chili made with Washington-raised beef from Snake River Farms and chili beans. simmered with Northwest spices.
A good old cup of chili in this weather. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that would go well with a baseball game.
Yeah, in October.
And a beer. Yeah, in October. Exactly. You're all bundled up out there.
Yep.
It says it's served in a toasted sourdough bread bowl and topped with Beecher's Chetty and rosemary sour cream.
Oh, yep, right up my alley.
Then they have the hook, line, and sinker sandwich. And that is a crispy fried pollock filet topped with shredded lettuce and American cheese.
All right.
Finished with a tangy caviar caviar tartar sauce on a buttered brioche bun.
I'll tell you what, man. That sounds good.
And that sounds great.
Highly underrated condiment, tartar sauce. Love good tartar sauce.
Yeah? You like tartar sauce?
Yeah, there was, it's actually in your neck of the woods, or it used to be, a place called Corbett Fish House down in John's Landing.
Yeah.
I think the pandemic, unfortunately, caused its
demise. Is it gone?
It is.
I liked Corbett Fish House.
It was one of my wife and I's favorite spots in town to go for seafood. Not only were the fish and chips amazing, and it was decently priced, they had a jalapeno tartar sauce. Oh my God, that was good. Good stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm okay with tartar sauce, but it does need to be like spiced up a little bit. And jalapeno or, yeah, like one of those. But by the way, that guy that owns that was a Green Bay Packers fan. Big Packers guy.
Yeah, that was a Packers bar,
Corbett
actually.
Corbett Fish House.
I remember all the Packers.
All his buddies would go in there. And
yep.
Get all housed.
I always wondered why the Packers stuff was in there. Now I know. Good stuff.
That hook, line, and sinker sandwich, that's very Seattle. I like that. And then you have the Bigfoot Barbecue Platter, a shareable meal featuring a full rack of slow-smoked pork ribs glazed in huckleberry barbecue sauce, served with apple cabbage slaw, beer-braised baked beans, and buttery cornbread.
Ooh.
I have a hot take.
Okay.
Well, when I hear that, here's my hot take. I don't like to eat at ballparks. Because while that sounds good, I feel like it's not going to be great ever. You know, it's. I think when you get something good at a ballpark, you think, oh, that's good for ballpark food.
Yeah.
You don't really get top of the line, you know, like, because in the ballparks now, you got a lot of good restaurants around ballparks. Like, I prefer to eat before or after a ballpark experience.
Yeah.
I do like to drink at the ballpark,
of course.
Not eat. Occasionally a dessert. If I've already had din-din.
Okay.
But that's, I don't know, it's a hot take. I don't like to eat at ballparks. I don't eat that much food at ballparks.
I mean, I don't think you're far off from a lot of people now, because not every stadium is offering like those value options for one. So you got to go in and spend a lot of money at the ballpark if you want to eat there. And then, like you said, the quality's not really matching. Sometimes it is.
Sometimes, yeah.
We're getting
it's
better.
It's getting better.
Yeah, in 2025.
The Mariners do a really good job.
They really do. But there are some teams, man, it's just like, yeah, I'd rather go spend $20 on a burger right outside the stadium, you know, have a couple of beers out of the tap. Just sit there and enjoy it. Then I'll walk over and I'll just keep my drinking going while I'm at the game.
And the last new menu item up at The Pink, just in time. They rolled it out just in time for the ALCS games here.
I think this is the one I was on.
The Hucklenut Cannoli.
Yeah, this looks tasty as hell. Speaking of desserts there, Rob.
Not to be confused with the Hucklenut Schultzy.
Hell yeah, baby.
A Northwest twist on an Italian classic, this dessert includes crispy rosemary-scented ricotta cannoli shells filled with huckleberry sweet cream, topped with toasted hazelnuts and smoked huckleberry caramel. Yes, please.
Yeah.
All the yeses.
Give that to me just in a vat. Let's go. My wife loves cannolis, too, so yeah, we're going to enjoy that.
Well, I was trying to cheer you up there.
I appreciate you. We will enjoy that at a World Series game. This month, Rob. It will happen.
Yeah, let's hope. I don't know. It's not looking that good now.
5-2.
You jinxed it. Way to go.
Thanks. Thanks, Rob. There's no way
I've been jinxing it all day.
You have.
All day.
Surprised that I didn't come over there and just like shut your mouth like, dude, stop with the Mariners.
That's assault, brother.
Exactly.
I'm suing your ass.
What if I put tape on your mouth? That's assault.
That's right. Get your hands off me, you son of a bitch. I'm calling Ken and Donnie.
Yeah, we can't call HR.
Touch
we,
me?
We don't really have one here. You got to call Ken and talk.
It's insane.
Yeah, we don't have HR here. It's true. He's not wrong. They did away with that department a long time ago.
Nah, it's too expensive.
Exactly.
It's not just us.
They farm it out.
Yeah, I've seen corporate companies just start to farm that ass out.
I think we have a... Don't we have a... Somebody in Seattle is...
It's a regional... Yeah. Oh, man.
Hmm.
I'm hungry now after that.
Coming up next, we're going to get to the interview you've all been waiting for. And it is the Willamette Week sitting down with, or perhaps standing with, the Portland Chicken. That's next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Well, we've gone from nervous Schultzy to excited Schultzy to cocky Schultzy, and now we just have sad and dejected Schultzy.
Yeah, I'm pretty pissed.
It's 6-2. George Springer just hit a home run. All hell's broken loose, and the Mariners are probably going to get swept in the next four games.
Well, I don't know about that. I do know that...
Yeah, flags!
First three innings of this game were very important. Seems to have gone the other way. So I guess it's just acceptance now. It's not totally over yet for game three, but they ain't winning this one.
So Willamette Week did an interview with the chicken suit guy down at the ICE protests.
Yes.
I've been teasing this. We just haven't gotten to it. I thought it was funny. I wanted to read through it. His name is Jack Dickinson. So if you haven't seen, down at the ICE building, they're protesting and everything. And there's a bunch of people in frog costumes and doing bits. There was a band down there the other night playing jazz.
That's just fantastic.
Of course, they arrested the clarinetist. But
you can't hit people, man. That's assault.
Is that
brother.
What the clarinetist did? They hit the.
Thought you said that they that's assaulted what they, somebody. Yeah, you told
that's
me
that's what they claimed.
Oh,
but
okay. I ain't watching.
Forgive
the footage.
Me for being skeptical of that.
Well, I hear you there.
But, yeah, so there's the guy, he's been down there like you see all the pictures. You know, he's there. He's in a chicken suit. His name is Jack Dickinson. He is a 26-year-old white male from Portland.
Of course, he's white.
He started out protesting at the Tesla dealership down there, which is right behind the ICE building.
That is actually juxtapositioned just perfectly, right? Nobody planned this, but the ICE building is right next
there.
To the Tesla
I'll just go over there. So he switched to the ICE building. He guess what school he went to?
Like college or high school?
College. He went to a local college. Would you believe? Well, just,
Lewis and Clark?
No, let me put this way.
Okay.
Do you think he's more of a beaver or a duck?
He's probably a beaver.
The chicken man.
He's a beaver.
Now, why do you say that?
Just the students that I've heard from a couple of buddies that are professors go there. That's just what I've heard.
Okay. He did go to Oregon State.
That's not shocking.
He did go to Oregon State.
Bet you I know one of his professors.
How about that?
And he has a graduate degree in economics.
Of course he has a graduate degree.
Yeah, he's a smarty pants.
Well, what, does he have a job?
Well, just calm down. We'll get to it.
Okay.
And he's got a graduate degree in economics with a focus on game theory. And it says, during the following interview, drones circled overhead, passing cars honked their support, and a bicycle brigade of law enforcement looked ready but relaxed. Okay, so this is from Willamette Week. They asked him, Jack Dickinson, why the chicken suit? And he said, it was originally Taco Trump, which is Trump always chickens out. Taco. It was for the first No Kinks protest is what I got it for, because I had been protesting for a while, and I kind of felt like I wanted to do something more than a clever sign this time. So, yeah, that's what it is. Not an incredible amount of thought went into it at the time, though I did have ideas for the purpose of bringing a costume to an authoritarian consolidation. And then they ask, can you put into words what that purpose is? You and the frog have really become icons of this protest. And he said, there's been a nice overall whimsy that has shown up. Now, I love that word. As you know, we love that word here. And that is true. There has been a nice overall whimsy that has shown up down there. He said, the frog is amazing. We had a bunch of other inflatable people here last night, too. I saw people playing Twister the other day. What they rely on is fear. So by coming out in an absurdist manner, it speaks to them to some extent that we're actually not that afraid. It also dismantles their narrative a little bit. When they try to describe the situation as war-torn, it becomes much harder to take them seriously when they have to post a video saying, Kristi Noem is up on the balcony staring over the Antifa army, and it's like 8 journalists and 5 protesters, and one of them is in a chicken suit. Well said, Jack. That's right.
I do like the strategy.
So far, I'm actually kind of liking Jack.
Yeah, this is a little deep thought here.
So then they ask him, what motivates you to protest? And he says, I think at some point I just tied my own fate into that of the movement, because I was someone who read most of the 2023 conservative playbook by the Heritage Foundation, Project 2025. And this is where it looked like we've been leading for a while. The place this is going to go is such a departure from the world I thought I would have as a kid. And I would much rather do anything that I can to prevent that world from happening rather than just sit around selfishly and do nothing. Again, you know, the Youngs, you know, he's got a point there.
Maybe take, like, this is...
A lot of the Youngs are pretty disenfranchised.
Well, and this is an actual concerted effort that looks absurd on the outside. But see, planning, forethought... I like this.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, is he really accomplishing anything? I mean, maybe he's making himself feel better, but...
I actually, his point about making things look absurd, I do love that. Yeah, to the specific point of saying it's like, oh, there's war-torn streets in Portland, like, it's bad there, that people are dying,
people
and you've got to...
dying. I don't even know how anyone lives there.
There's a chicken suit? Like, it's literally a guy in a frog suit and a chicken suit. I understand what they're doing, and I like that.
Quiet.
That works.
You're really obnoxious.
Well, sorry, Mr. President.
No, it's true. That's the funny part of it. Like, if it were just regular protesting,
yeah,
I think we'd all be over it by now. But the fact that they're doing bits with it is really, that's the best part.
Well, there's...
So then they ask... Yeah.
There's new ways to do it, and we're finally figuring them out.
They ask, well, it's a very Portland thing. Like, I don't think that... protests. I'm not sure, but I don't think the ones in Chicago are like this. Are
no,
they?
They're
a little bit more serious. Portland, it's just the very Portlandia thing that we have taken it to this place. But I get his point. Like, it kind of works. It's funny. So then they ask him your question. Do you have a day job? He says, no.
I was on this guy's side.
He said, no, most people here do. The vast, vast majority of people here do work jobs. I'm in a very fortunate position right now where I have some savings to live off of, and I live with my parents. People aren't going to like that one. Then he says, how do you think the protest has gone the first almost 2 weeks? He goes, it feels like we're winning this. They're not getting the footage they're looking for. They look ridiculous. We won the court case, which ruled in our favor, even though it was a Trump-appointed judge. I saw something of a general in the Oregon National Guard being pretty explicit in saying, if the National Guard was assigned here, one of their goals would be protecting the protesters. That kind of language shows that the real narrative of Portland is leaking out. And I think that the work that a lot of people have put into building a culture of discipline and a culture of whimsy and a knowledge of how they operate has really helped us. And then they ask him, anything else you want Willamette readers to know? Then he says, October 18 is the second No Kings protest. If you've never been to a protest before, this is the kind of environment you should show up for this one. Hopefully it will be big. So that
it's going to be big.
It's going to be huge. That is Jack Dickinson, 26-year-old chicken man. What do we think?
Go get a job, kid. Go get a job. go be productive.
He's okay? Smarter and more well thought out than I thought, but at the same time, it's like, it's a lot of it's, like kind of adds up, you know?
I feel like he's representative of a lot of people right now. Like, he identifies with the movement, yet he can fall back, you know, with mommy and daddy to take care of him if anything goes wrong. It's just, yeah, you're the one that has time to do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody's got to do it. I guess. Like, I mean, I said it before. Like, I'm on their side, okay?
I'm all about social unrest, but it's the way that you do it.
Yeah. Well, I just like that they're doing a bit. As somebody said, the animals have shown up in Chicago, too. It's a solid movement.
Now protests.
It's working.
Yeah, protests are now going to be required to have furries at every single one, right?
God. Wait, what's a furry?
Somebody dressed in a furry costume. This is a blow up. I get it. It's
well,
just...
the chicken suit is a furry costume, okay, but the frog suits aren't. Those are inflatables.
So half and half. There we got the inflatables, and then we got the furry. So
but are you saying that? And I don't know this. I'm just asking.
Yeah,
is an inflatable also a furry?
I don't think so. I apologize. I am no expert on the furry kink, but
Suk would know that.
Yes, he would. He's probably been to a few hotels where those conventions are happening.
Yeah, that's right. God. You know, my kids were in Seattle. My kid and his girlfriend. I call them the kids. He's now they're a pair.
Of course.
They were in Seattle recently for something. I think she was up there for work and he met her there. They stayed at what they believe to be a swingers hotel.
I'm sure that exists in Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a swingers club here in Portland. I don't think it's got a hotel attached to it, but I wouldn't be
surprised.
Well,
he said the pineapple thing, you know, that's a...
The upside down pineapple thing is
that's
real.
That's a thing.
Well, didn't you tell the story like on a club where it was like a guy on a cruise ship that had worn, him and his wife were coming on a cruise ship and we're just like, you know what? Let's buy a couple of things tropical. We're excited.
Yeah.
So they bought shirts with upside down pineapples on them in the gift shop. People were coming up to him when they were sitting by the pool, like being a little flirty, being very nice. And this gentleman found out the reason that everybody was so nice is the universal sign for a swinger is an upside down pineapple.
Yeah. Oh, God. 7-2.
I'm not even watching.
Oh, wow. You're already done, huh?
I'm telling you.
Find a new team.
No, I'm just saying I think I've accepted that game 3 is gone.
Yeah, okay? This one's gone. Vladdy hit a home run.
And you know what? If they come in, they have an offensive onslaught tonight, get that out of their systems, hey, come back at it tomorrow. But no, I can't sit here and be like, oh, at every home run. It sucks.
Couple of texts coming in on this chicken suit guy. Isn't that exactly using his privilege? He's privileged and he's using it. Why does him not having a job Why is that a problem? He's being productive with the protest. I hear you.
I guess that's fair.
I agree. And then somebody else said, accomplishing anything, you're reading his interview on the air. Good point! Point listeners.
Yeah, all right.
Someone else said, there's something to be said about the one who has the least to lose, willing to risk the most. Yeah.
Wait, what? Least
right?
to lose?
Isn't that right? Is that the right saying?
I thought it was the most to lose.
Most to lose, risk the most?
Oh, no, it is right. If they have the least to lose because yeah. they've already lost everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about the kids. A lot of the kids are so disenfranchised, they're seeing a world that does not work for them. It just does not work for them. And so, yeah, they're pissed off and they're going to go. Whereas, you know, like you and I mean, we have big radio careers. You know, we got things to do,
stuff to care about, right?
Mortgages to pay, and
well, not me. There ain't no mortgage in my future. Because even with a nice radio job, even with a nice job for my wifey, I mean, Rob, seriously. Speaking of disenfranchisement,
well, let's get you a chicken suit and get your ass down to the ice building. Make yourself productive.
It's not gonna make me paid. It's gonna put me on like a viral crappy interview. No, it's just. Even with a nice income, how long is it going to take you to afford, you know, a down payment on a house nowadays as a 20-some, 30-some year old? You have to get 100, 150 grand, and without parents
and
inheritance,
how do you
save that?
How are you going to protest that?
By renting. By continuing to rent.
Make your voice heard, Schultzy. A lot of people agree with what you just said. Let's make some change, baby. Write your congressman or something.
That doesn't work. I don't know. Go outside of a bank and yell at them. Like, I have no idea how to make that, change.
Well, I think it starts with a frog costume.
All right.
It's clear that it starts with an animal outfit.
I will go get a Tweety Bird costume. And
there
I will
you go.
Stand in front of the biggest bank in Portland.
Be that guy. All right. Well, there's the interview with the chicken suit kid, Jack. He's still down there. I drove by yesterday. He was there. All right. At what age do people peak? Next, here's Schultz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
So I'm now reading about Robbie Road Steamer. And, you know, a texter pointed out that this guy named... So I've kind of stopped following the ICE protests down there. It's just...
Become a parody of itself.
It's just absurd.
Yeah.
But we were talking about the Chicken Man, and then somebody texted in and said, Robbie Road Steamer, the Jeffrey Epstein giraffe, came into town last night. Apparently he's famous. I don't know. And he's a comedian, and he... They said he was disappeared by ICE almost immediately.
What?
And I looked it up, and that is true.
What?
There's a video of him. His name's Robbie Road Steamer, and he's in a giraffe costume. It's like giraffe pajamas, you know, with like a hoodie.
Okay, yeah.
And he's got a microphone, so he's disseminating some sort of, I don't know, he's doing a bit, he's doing a set. He said... So he sings, Do You Think I'm Sexy? He's channeling like Rod Stewart. If you want my body and you think I'm sexy.
Yep.
If you hate brown people and you are a Nazi.
Oh.
ICE did not like that. And so they said he was standing several feet behind the Do Not Cross blue line and a group of ICE officers dressed in military fatigues. It's all on video. They grab him. They grab Robbie Road Steamer and stuff him into the ICE building.
Was he actually... over the line?
No, he wasn't over the line. I think it was what he was saying.
I
don't know.
We do have free speech in this country.
You'd think, wouldn't you, Schultzy?
I mean,
next thing you know, you throw on a giraffe outfit, you mention Nazi, and
he wasn't threatening
in jail.
Anybody. Yeah, what the hell, man?
I know. That's why they're protesting.
I don't agree with what you say, but I will fight to the death for your right to say it. God.
So now I know, we all know, about Robbie Roadsteen. Robbie Road Steamer.
I am now smarter with the Robbie Road Steamer update. Thank
what
you.
What a said. So I don't know what the latest is on that. When do people hit their functional peak? This is this is from one of my favorite websites, studyfinds.org, a new study. This one is from, I think it's from Australia. What age? Take a stab. What age do people hit their functional peak?
Are you going like decade or specific age here?
Specific age.
43.
Oh, okay. I think a lot of people would say 20s, don't you think?
I think people would say that, but you have no money in your 20s. You have no professional
functional
experience
peak.
In your 20s. So you've gotten some life experience by the time you're 40. You've actually gotten some money.
I
Maybe
see where
happiness
you're going.
Has changed. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
just my guess.
No, that's... You know, you're pretty close. It's actually 60.
Oh, okay. So
it's a little older,
right.
But you're on the right track with
all
the
right.
thinking of when you get to 40, in between 40 and 65 is your best mix of intelligence versus stability versus decision making versus like
physical ability.
Yeah,
still.
40 to 65 is the sweet spot.
Okay.
But they're saying this is new research that shows people often reach their all-around mental and emotional peak around age 60, not in their 20s. While quick thinking slows with age, experience, judgment, and emotional balance keep improving through midlife. And boy, that, you know, as an old guy, I'm 50. That makes sense because I'm great, right?
You're amazing.
Yeah, thanks, Schultz.
Isaac Everett Robb.
Unsolicited. No, I just, you know, you can feel even it. That's what the weird thing is about life. It's just so backwards. Because by the time you're 75, you're like, you got a lot of life experience. You've figured it out, and you're too old to do anything with it.
Yeah, it's like I hurt too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, my arm.
This says, after the mid-60s, the average score dips, but many individuals stay sharp well into their 70s and beyond, at least with the brain.
Okay.
The takeaway is aging is not decline. It is a long buildup to the most capable stage of adult life. I love that. I think that is so true. And I think youngs, even you don't even have to be young. Maybe in your 30s listening, maybe in your early 40s listening, you should know that. That it gets, like, you can, like, your prime is coming. It's not over. So when you're in your 20s, you think, oh, God, now I'm an adult, 30. 30s are better than your 20s. And then you get to be 40, and you're like, oh, man, now I'm really old. I'm on the downside. 40s are better than your 30s. And I just turned 50, and so it's too early. But I'm guessing my 50s are going to be better than my 40s.
Hell yeah.
And then I think they're saying your 60s are maybe even better than your 50s. But then it's like, ah, now you're old.
It just hits you.
Yeah, just sit down and shut up.
No, I buy it. I think that's
very interesting.
Life experience really does help.
It sure does. So aging is not, let's remember one thing if we've learned anything from today's show. One, it's that Schulze has jinxed his own team. And two, aging is not decline. It's the long buildup to the most capable stage of adult life. I love that.
It's a great reframe, honestly.
I love
really
that
is.
Because it is a great reframe because people think you just get, especially the youngs dismiss the olds. You have no idea. We're so much smarter than you. We have so much more experience than you. You should listen to our words.
Yeah.
You little S-heads. All right. Well, it's now 8-2 Toronto. Every time I look up, they have more runs.
Yep, that's great. I ain't looking. Like, I'm going to ignore you.
Yeah, but I think they're giving this one up.
They are. So
they threw in Vargas.
Yeah, Dan Wilson literally, I think I told you in the break, is like, you kind of wait and see what happens in the bottom half of the inning. They couldn't even get to that part. Kirby just kept giving it up. So it's like, okay, he can't finish this. It's now a bullpen, not even a good bullpen game, but like the end of the bullpen guys. Vargas, Hancock, Ferguson, they'll be coming in.
Hancock's on the roster?
Unless
they
replaced Woo with him.
Ooh, Brian Woo. I forgot about him.
No, yeah, because Hancock already pitched in the series, so he is on the roster. Yes.
So he's your back end guy. He's your Clayton Kershaw.
Pretty much,
throw him to the wolves and finish the game out no matter what happens.
Basically, yeah, we got... Let's see, who did we take off here? We took one of our other young guys off, but we put Woo on. So, yeah, it'll be Hancock and Vargas for the rest of the game.
Yeah. All right. We will wrap it up next on The Fan. How much would you pay to recline your seat on an airplane? So we've talked about this before, that it's actually now considered rude to recline your seat on an airplane. And I think everybody's different on this.
I hate that.
Like, you want to recline?
Yeah, well, why is it there otherwise? It's literally, 2 inches? Like, we're fighting. We have found the stupidest things to fight with each other about. Like, that. Let me just say that.
Well.
Stupidest.
I see both sides of this one. I never recline.
I don't think I do very often.
And I do think it's fine if you want to recline. I mean, come on. You know, it's not that big of a deal. Let's all just get over it and just, you know.
Move on. It's not a personal affront to the person behind you. It's
no,
not.
But it is kind of annoying.
Hey, it's an airplane. Everything is annoying. Literally, you know,
that's a decent point.
You highlight the perils of air travel, Rob, almost every
week. I
don't know.
I think it's the idea that we're all in this together. This all sucks. Let's just get to where we're going.
Yes.
And your ass has to crowd it, you know, like crowd your lice head into my personal space.
It's just that
put that thing up.
We have changed our behaviors as humans. We now fight when people want to lean back. We would like to skip ahead when we're in row 30 and everybody's deplaning, and that person in row 30 now believes they should go first.
Yeah, like, dude, that okay. Let's not compare those two things.
No,
if you want to recline your seat, okay,
do it.
It's fine, but it's kind of annoying, and you're kind of whatever. If you're the person who stands up and runs to the front of the plane before everyone else, you're a horrible human being. That's two totally different things.
And there really should be flight attendants at that point like being like, no,
get your ass back there.
Yeah, like, and not, it's obvious you can't climb through the line of people, but you can get on the loudspeaker. It's like, hey, for the person that's there, like, get back there or you will be charged. You still have to follow their orders.
What's worse, that or the guy or gal who puts their bag way behind where they're sitting, and then they have to go all the way back and get it?
Now, so,
and fight through the line to go get their bag, because that was the only place they could put their bag because they were late.
Sometimes, yeah, and sometimes they're forced onto that, but also, like, yeah, if you are going to be late, usually by that point, if the bins are going to be full, they're announcing, hey, we are taking volunteers to check your bag, it's not going to cost you anything, just put it under the damn plane. Like, I don't get people. I just don't get it. And speaking of taking your bags down or putting them up in the bin, Rob, why do people take so long once the plane is on the ground? Pull it out and get off the plane.
Yeah,
people take forever.
They do, and I've studied this, so I feel like I have some science on this.
Okay.
It's just that people, first of all, you get some olds, and the olds are just slow. They're just not, their reaction time, their brains.
That's fair.
It just takes them time.
Yes.
So I've watched people. Because that's the only thing you can do. You just sit there,
yep,
and you watch and see how it's going. You're like, okay, what's that guy's? And I have found that it's kind of like traffic. One car out of place or one car slow,
yeah,
can screw everything else up. And I feel like most people do a pretty good job, generally speaking, of trying to get their stuff out in a timely manner and get off the plane, because we all want to get off the plane. I just feel like there's always a couple people who have too much stuff, or they're scatterbrained, or they're slow, or it's only a couple that screw it up. That's my science.
Yeah, I think you're right
on that. I think most people, they get up there, and most men generally help women if they're having trouble.
Of course.
And then you just grab your bag and you move on. And I think most people are pretty good about it.
Yeah.
But it does take forever, you're right. And it's usually just one or two idiots who are just, you know, they're just, or they have kids.
Well,
kids are slow. Like, I mean, herding cats.
I'll throw myself under the bus because I try to be patient, but sometimes I'm not, because like I try to get things done quick in those situations, Rob. Like, I try to have, if I don't really check I don't do a carry on very often. I usually check my bag. If I do though, it's in my lap. Like, as soon as I can take my belt buckle off, grabbed it, it's in my lap. I'm ready to go whenever I can get up. If I go to order coffee.
Well, some people don't like that.
Well, that's dumb. I'm not in your way.
No, that's fair. But some people would say, just wait to get your bag down until it's your turn. Much like just wait to deboard until it's your aisle.
I mean, I'm
so just, you're saying you go up and you open the overhead bin and you grab your bag out and have it sitting there waiting with you, even though you're in aisle 36 and, you know.
Yeah, well, first off,
it's going to take forever to get back there.
I'm never further back than like 20. I hate being in the back of the plane.
I was, too.
Yeah, hate that. But yeah, I am. I'm not in people's way doing it. What I do, Rob, is very quickly, this is just how I operate. I'm usually the first guy with the buckle off. As soon as I hear that ding, I'm up in 5 seconds. I grab my bag and I'm back down very quickly. That's what I'm talking about. I'm annoyed when I'm in the coffee line. I get my order done in 30 seconds. And I'm always behind the person that's either never been to the place before, or they're like, nah, I'm going to change my mind. Like, just order and move on, please. Please.
Yeah, ordering, I would say it's, I think, and this is going to be an optimistic opinion.
Okay.
I am of the opinion that over time, particularly in recent years, I think people on airplanes, because we've had so many outbursts and weird things happen, I think people are getting better about general airline etiquette.
Okay.
I think they're getting better. Most people. Now, it just takes a couple bad ones, and then then your flight's ruined, and then it's you know. So, I just think people are getting better. Now, if you want to talk about ordering, that's one that we need to work on. When you're standing in line, and you can see the menu, you better know what the hell you're going to order when it's your turn.
Yeah, figure that out.
We got to be better about that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like people are trying a little bit more to just mind their own business and be somewhat courteous to others on airplanes these days. I may be wrong about that, but I don't know. That's just my experience when I fly. I just haven't had many problems flying.
Well, that's good. Luckily, I haven't either. And I'm not going to state the ones that I haven't had, because then they're just going to happen. So, not throwing that out there.
Oh, we got to go already. Okay, well, I brought this up because apparently WestJet, so their new planes, they're going to charge people to recline their seats.
Nope, I'm out.
I'll get into it tomorrow.
I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, they're going to charge. Well, now they got all these tiers now, right? Like, when you book a flight, it's like premium, economy, super premium.
Economy plus.
Yeah, it's like there's so many levels.
Yeah.
That you have to pay extra for, but some of it really matters. Like, I mean, it does. If you pay extra for premium, you're going to get more legroom. You're going to get better overhead, bin space. Sometimes you get free drinks depending on where you're sitting. So it's just, I don't know. It's like the saver fare, dude. You really don't even have a seat. They're like, okay, here's an extra seat. You can have it. Otherwise, you're getting bumped. You know. Yep. So you got to be. So this is the hard part about booking flights now. Is you got to be aware of all these little things and these little charges. Well, apparently now they're going to be charging people to recline their seats. It's crazy. We'll get to more on that story tomorrow. Okay, well, now it's 9-2.
Yeah, let's...
Literally every time I look up, they have given up another run.
Yep.
God, the Mariners, it's over.
This game is over.
I think the series is over.
No,
sorry,
not quite.
Schultz.
No, whatever.
I'm just kidding. The Mariners are going to be fine. 9-2 Toronto, though, in Game 3. All right, Game 3. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.